Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Alive. It's alive.
I'm making it happen.
It's alive.
Dude, I'm about to drop a bomb on Fred Allen. Landon, you're in. Wait for this intro because I'm going to drop some shit on Fred.
Okay.
Oh,
it's
going to
be fun. We can stay up late swapping manly stars in the morning.
Get ready.
Don't drop no shit on me.
Oh, you're about to get it. You're going to be like, Fred, I'm willing to bet you that your mind is going to be blown.
Oh, no.
Not P. Diddy blown.
Okay, that's good.
Yes, that's the better kind of blown is not P. Diddy blown.
Let's go already.
Alan, you should leave this in this video.
And now let's start
the
show.
Alan ain't gonna edit then.
I know. No, he does. He usually changes that. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the 136th edition of the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast. The only podcast, Fred, that called the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight 95 episodes ago.
Yes.
We are so glad you joined us, and we can't thank you enough for your support on X, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. You can always check us out at theblcpodcast.com and listen to us every day on your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to like and review the show. And now, it's my Evander Holyfield. It's Fred.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, man. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited to talk about this. What you said, I called the fight or somebody called the fight.
No, you didn't call it.
No, you didn't call the fight. Oh, and I hate to give credit where credit's due. And we'll get Landon. Landon will be on. Alan's here too, by the way, everybody.
Yeah.
The man of the hour. Real quick, and then we'll get Landon on. Well, actually, go ahead and bring Landon on, and then I'll tell him the story.
All right.
Okay. So we can get his live reaction. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's Elvis tribute artist Landon James. The crowd's gone wild. They didn't cheer for Alan this week because they knew he was coming on. So yeah, Landon, okay. So Landon, do you know who Jake Paul is, right?
Oh,
you know the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, right?
My manager had been talking about it all the time.
Okay, okay. First of all, who do you think is going to win the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight, and why is it not Jake Paul? Jake Paul is going to get his face.
Why is he taking so long?
He's taking so long.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Well, let me go ahead and tell you what happened.
That's the thing. It's the younger generation. Jake Paul.
Right. Would Jake Paul pay Mike Tyson to let Jake knock him out?
Well, that's a possibility. But I don't know, man. But if you look at Mike Tyson's a fighter, man.
Mike Tyson ain't taking no dive.
If it's you know what, if it's all fair, Mike Tyson for sure. Yeah. But if they're faking it,
right.
Jake
Paul. If it's a thing where it's like, oh, it has Okay, so anyway, so 93 to 95 episodes. It was around episode 43. It was actually Landon, do you remember when we did the Live from Lamont special with you?
I think so. It was a long time, man.
It was a while ago. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's how long ago it was.
Oh, yeah.
The next week, Alan said, when is Mike Tyson going to fight Jake Paul?
Really?
95 weeks ago. Almost 100 weeks ago. Alan called it out of the blue.
2 years ago.
I'm going to pull the tape for next week's show, or maybe we'll put it at the end. But I was listening back to your episode today because I was like, I had a long drive. And I was just not even paying attention, just driving home. And all of a sudden, Alan said that. And I was like, what is happening? This is amazing. We finally called something.
Yeah.
But yeah, Brad.
Pretty much the Simpsons.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I told Alan because I did speak to Alan about it. I was like, dude, the thing is, if you say enough things, eventually one of them is going to come true. You know, so that's basically the case. But I'll take it. So we'll pull that for next week. So, Landon, welcome to the show. We are so glad, like I said, you were able to carve out some time. I know Elvis was the hardest working man in show business, right? But I feel like you are maybe second or third hardest because all I ever see is Landon's playing here in the afternoon. He's playing here at night. He's all over the place. And so how you been, man?
Well, I've been pretty good. My manager, Kevin, and me last year, we booked 158 shows. And it was, counted it right before we did our show because we wanted to announce it. And, you know, it was a combination of senior homes, like at certain theaters, banquet halls, a lot of like Moose Lodges, American Legion.
See, I wish we had those around here.
And then and then some fancy restaurants as well. But
yeah, like a lot of Italian restaurants and stuff like that. I saw.
Oh yeah. But I enjoy probably most the senior shows and the American Legions. Those are pretty fun.
I bet those are. Those guys party. They might be old, but they know how to party. So, Landon, I have to say, if anybody's, you know, for our listeners at home, you know, obviously it's been a little while since we had Landon on. He now sounds like he's aged 43 years in his voice, and he has become a man. We once thought, you know, when we first, he was like, hey, guys, how's it going? And he had just the voice of an angel. And now he's become a grizzly bear.
Thank you very much. No.
There you go. Thank you. There we go. And you're looking great, man. I have to say, it's amazing to see you. You know, you.
Yeah, we hadn't seen you
awesome,
in like full garb, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you dressing up.
I have to have a glow up from last time because last
time
I look way better now. Honestly,
Well, you're looking great, and we're glad.
I'm trying to improve to look more like this guy.
There you go.
He's got a better set than I have, and he's just got a picture of Elvis back there. I need a picture of Elvis for this cavernous room that I'm in.
It was actually a gift from Kevin.
Oh, that was nice.
I always look at it, and I'm like, I do it for Elvis. You know, I try to remind myself that, because there's sometimes some of these Elvis guys that, you know, think they're Elvis, but there's only one Elvis. You know,
and
that's what I try to do. I try not to talk like Elvis, like when I'm on this podcast or after the show. I only keep it on the stage. Right, a lot of these guys tend to act like Elvis off stage, and I find it a little creepy.
They're method actors.
Yeah, a little creepy.
They're method actors.
It's like Daniel Day-Lewis.
And the lived it. You know what I
mean? Yeah. There's a story. Daniel throws himself into the character, Alan.
Yes.
There was like, a story that like Dave Chappelle had told about meeting Jim Carrey. He's like, you know, Jim Carrey was, you know, he was a big fan and all that, never met him. And so one of his agents or manager said, you know, you want to meet Jim? He's doing a movie down on the next set. You know, he's like, yeah, I'd love to meet him. But he was doing Man on the Moon, where he was
Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. And Jim's a method actor, so he stayed in character. He was just doing all this crazy shit. And like, Jay Fox was like, that ain't, I mean, Dave Spell was like, you know, that ain't Wayne's. Jim Carrey, what the hell is he doing?
He's
like,
he just went through the whole
list. All the old black comedians.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, so it was amazing because, like you said, yeah, Jim Carrey was totally not himself. And if you know, I don't know if you know who Andy Jim Kaufman Carrey. Is, but Andy Kaufman was a very strange fella.
Yeah, he's the nut.
He was like an outside the lines comedian in the 70s. So he was just like a weird dude, and he would play like wackadoodle characters that didn't speak English, and he was just a weird dude. And so for Jim Carrey,
and he never broke character. Like
no, he never.
Andy was always on. You know what I'm saying?
If I can interrupt, very cool. He actually did an impression of Elvis.
Jim Carrey.
And there's actually sources that say Elvis really liked Andy Kaufman's impression.
Yeah,
right.
So I always found that. You know,
have you ever watched any of his stuff?
Oh yeah, he's like
Howdy,
or something like, you know.
What was that?
And then he's like, thank you very much. I can't do it though like him. He does it really good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That guy. School stuff.
Some say Andy and Elvis are roommates down in Santa Monica.
That's the rumor. Allegedly.
Well, let's go. Let's take a show trip. We'll bring Landon along. Of course, you guys can check out Landon at Landon James ETA. Again, he's all over the place, so you're gonna see him. If you if he's not in your town yet, just wait a week and he'll be there. I'm gonna get you booked all over the world, Landon. We're still trying to get you down here to the lovely state of South Carolina.
I'll honestly drive or fly down there. Well, actually,
we need to work on booking.
Yeah,
it's
not really solid.
Uh-oh, hey now. Hey, man.
It's a microphone. Come on.
So, yeah, I decided to do some karate moves. I couldn't help myself. So, what else has been going on, man? I know, like I said, have you been doing any competitions? I knew before, you know, well, last time we talked, you were talking about doing one of the big competitions, but you weren't of age
now,
yet.
Right? And yeah.
Yeah. I tried it, and, you know, I found it just, it's better to focus on the shows, actually.
Yeah. Really? Well, that's what you love to do.
That's the nicest way of saying it without.
I understand. You know, you can always say so much. Yeah. We don't want, we're not trying to get you canceled from Elvis.
No, no, no. Right, we're not going to get canceled.
No, no, I know. But, well, that's. We'll I'm sure, you know, it's a little different once you, you know, because you're like, I mean, you're like a working musician. It's not like, you know, you're not just a guy who's like, oh, yeah, I play at the bar on, you know, Friday nights or whatever.
That's the thing. You know, I don't think a lot of people know I actually have experience with guitar. I was actually in the school jazz band. I was in marching band, the symphonic band with alto saxophone at the time. But in the jazz band, I played guitar, and along the way, I learned a little drums, like piano, but nothing real serious on those instruments. It's more guitar that I know pretty fairly well.
Right.
I was taught from the age 5 for like about 10 years or 10 years from Tom Peters in Lockport. He went to like College of DuPage here in Chicago for many years and learned like classical music theory and stuff like that on guitar. So he would show me how to play all these scales and a bunch of just crazy stuff to learn about music and guitar playing in general. And people don't know, though, I have so much experience before even I got into this. And the thing, though, with, you know, we're saying competitions is when they view you, you know, like you're good or something, you know, some people get scared and sometimes mess with judging. It's very, you'd be very shocked.
Yeah, I'm sure, man. I'm sure it's.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't surprise me that there would be like a kind of a network of people who know each other and who.
Yeah. But,
you know, I mean, that's all.
They're running their own business. Everyone runs their own business, you know, and you've got to do it, you know, and I can't get mad at that.
It's a dirty business sometimes.
Nothing shocked me after I seen they put them weights in them fish.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
And they did that.
Did you say the weights?
No, the weights. There was a couple, like a fishing, like a competitive fishing duo or whatever. And they were like, you know, it was fishing. Like, so they would go around the country. And this guy was just like on a tear. And he was just like winning every week. He was like winning.
He's winning money.
I think it was, they said it was like
sponsors,
over $100,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
And like a bunch of boats and cars and shit like that. Cause, you know, if you're going to, it's fish stuff. Yeah. People love fish. So, and there's some talent to catching a fish, apparently. Yeah. So people were like suspicious because they're like, how is this dude going from like town to town and always catching the most fish? Like, or most of the, you know, every time he competes, he wins, you know?
Yeah.
And so they
do fishing by weight, you know?
Right. It's about how much you catch in weight in a certain amount of time.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of one of those things. But, so one day they decided, like, somebody called him out and they're like, dude, we got to check this out. We think your fish are like weighted. And so, like, Fred was talking about, they basically cut the fish open and God, like, so many things came out of it.
Yeah, like he's put like lead weights in them.
Yeah, like he was like he would catch the fish and like put weights inside of them so they would weigh more.
Yeah,
and like so that's how he was winning.
The fish of other fish.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
He shoved other fish inside the fish to make it weigh. It's ridiculous, man. And like some friends said, we thought, you know, you would think that fishing would be like, you know. Like all above board, how can you cheat at fishing?
It's a
fishing.
Gentleman's sport,
right? You know, it's like golf for rednecks. So, and it is, and that's actually really it's true. But so once you see that those guys are willing to cheat, then it's like everybody's willing.
Yeah, everybody's cheating, man.
Anyone can be bought. If Landon, the fish can be bought, cheating, anyone can be bought.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
It's true. It sucks, but it's true.
That's true.
So, you know, that's how it goes. But nonetheless, like I said, the main thing is that you are doing what you want to be doing.
Yes,
that's
honorable.
That's amazing. So, and yeah, doing it your way, dude, literally. Just like King would say, did it his way.
That's right.
I did it my way.
There you go. So,
there's always those commercials. I don't know if you get them in South Carolina, but it's like, I did it my way. They're always on the TV like 500 times a day. I'm like,
don't have that one. I'm sure that gets stuck in your head.
I know. Ozempic.
It's the jam, man.
Actually, my mother does that part. Yeah. It's funny.
That's one of our favorite songs. That's become a hit on our Billboard Top 10 that we do every week.
Heard the BK, have it your way. You know that one?
Yeah.
But I actually like a little Burger King.
What about O'Reilly? Do you have O'Reilly Auto Parts?
Yeah, O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Look at that. He did the bow.
He did it.
I have it now landed. My kids will run through the house singing O'Reilly and waiting on me to go bow. Oh, if I don't, they get mad. It's so ridiculous.
Me and my manager do the Learn and Row one. Letter and row, may auto for you call 2222.
We don't have that, but I'd like to.
We've got 999 and 999.
That's only in South Carolina, I guess.
Yeah. It's regional, man.
Isn't that that's a law firm, right?
That's a law firm, yeah.
Call
999 and 999.
When you're in a lot of trouble, you can remember just to keep hitting 9 until somebody answers.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's crazy, man. I love it. I love the theme songs. It's something we've talked about in the past. Like that Ozempic is like one of our favorite theme songs from anything, and it's so stupid.
Yeah. And it gets stuck right in your head.
It does, man.
I can't. What is the like original one? It's magic.
Yeah. It's magic. You know, it's a great song.
Yeah, I know that from Happy Gilmore.
And last time I heard the Ozempic commercial, I was like, no, I'm going to listen to the real one. And I did. And I was like, that's a great song. And then I was like, what other songs did these guys sing? And the answer was none.
Nothing.
Not a damn other song.
It was
ever,
one hit
ever
wonder,
of.
Man. One hit wonder.
But it was a great song.
Who was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I can't even, like Dino something or I don't.
Because the Ozempic commercial, they actually show the guy singing it in the studio. yeah, just like that, man. He has the headset.
Yeah, it was a song by Pilot in 1975.
Pilot.
They thought, oh.
Yeah.
Getting in the groove.
Anyway, so yeah, 1975, and it's. Wow. That's how long. Is that out? Yep. Does that mean it's outside of public domain? No, that's maybe that I didn't know they could use it.
Maybe that's why they're using it because
50 years. Yeah,
50 years.
Pretty close.
It's got 4 more years.
Oh,
man.
And then it's ours, baby. And we're gonna take it and make it our song.
DLC.
Yeah. Oh, it's Freddy. You know,
we just get Landon to do it,
and Alan will be on our show.
Yeah. There you go. You keep them words because, you know.
I'm going to remember them. No, I'm never going to remember them. I don't remember anything we do, Landon.
That's how we record it.
As a sign of respect. Exactly. That's why I can go back and listen to the, like this, like I said, the Live from Lamont special, which everyone should do, somewhere around episode 41-ish of our show. So everyone should listen to it because it's great. And, you know, if you don't remember what we talked about, it's like new content to you. So everybody wins.
Because I don't remember what we talked about.
No, I don't either, ever.
I don't think I was on that show.
You were on
I think
all
I was
the
in
shows.
Florida. I think I was in Florida.
Was that the one you were in Florida? Maybe it was.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Because we had Landon come in and replace
you. On all the shows.
Yeah.
Well, we've had, I think that was the, oh no, Landon hosted a show with us.
Yeah, he hosted.
You were out.
Okay.
That was the only time that one of us, I think, has really missed.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I don't know if that's great. Or if it's just like it shows that none of us have anything else going on. Like, yeah, okay, yeah, we were able to make it 100 weeks and 130 weeks in a row to the same place at the same time. Nothing ever happened.
Nothing ever happens. That's right.
You know, that's okay. So, Landon, where are you at right now?
I'm in Yorkville.
Yorkville in
Illinois.
Illinois.
Illinois, baby.
Indiana.
Yorkville, Chicago.
Okay. Yeah. Know. Okay. Yeah, right outside. So what do you got? You said you did 158 shows last year?
Yeah.
What are you guys on pace for this year, you think?
We just did a big production with an Elvis named Jason Stone, and we actually had a Ronnie Dangerfield tribute open up the show, which, it was interesting, but it was good. But we did it on March 16th for St. Patrick's Day, and it was at the Mar Theater and in Wilmington. It's like a small town, but we had like probably over 125 people. It was not bad, actually.
That's awesome.
That's a good show, it filled up the theater. Everyone had a great time. So, and now we have one on, I want to say it's May 11th. It's at the Tinley Park American Legion. I'm having Rick Cotta, this other Elvis tribute, Rocky Fenner. Also, there's a little kid that does Elvis as well. His name's Abraham, and he actually looks up to me and looks up to many other Elvis tributes. Yeah. So we're going to let him do a few songs as well. So it should
be you. He's you just a few years ago, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, for real, I think, like, you know, you grow as you do this type of business, you know, and you learn. And I felt like I've learned a lot in a short period of time, because there's some of these guys, you know, that are 50 and been doing it for a long time. You know, I'm only 19. But it's because of, like I said earlier, the experience with some music, it helped as I got into Elvis. Which you'd be shocked, not all Elvises are musically inclined before. A lot of them just start doing Elvis and they learn.
Right.
But not a lot of them have. What I was trying to say is, like,
they don't have the music first.
Experience, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, right.
But there's a few. Right. I'm not saying I'm the only one. There's a lot, but you'd be shocked, actually, on how many.
I'm sure it's a lot of people who are like, I'm into the showmanship part of it, and I got the look, and then they're like, the music I can, because if they have to sing to a track or whatever, they can work it out. But, like, you know, like you said, coming from a musical background as opposed to, like, a, let's say, an acting background or something like that is, you know, that's a benefit for you, of course, and, if you know, I mean, you can actually do it.
Yeah.
Which is why we are, like, we think you're awesome, because, like, you know, you're actually going and doing it. You're not just like, hey, I can sing to a track. I mean, I can sing to a track, you know, so.
Well, with the musical background, you can do it with a live band. Because
Right. It's fun, but you got to make sure the band you're with knows their parts, because you like I keep saying it, but not a lot of people know, but. Like, if you listen to Elvis's band, they were always so on key and on on time, you know.
Certain gotta be tight,
time
man.
Signatures.
But they played. They played together for how many years? I mean, they played together for a long, long time, right?
Oh yeah, like Elvis started doing live shows again in 1969 in Las Vegas, and then he went on tour until 77, and he was with basically the same band. He changed the quartet in 71, 72, but just as they kept growing as a band, they got so intact and got so good. And the tracks are the closest thing, at least. I get professional tracks from this company in Canada. It's called EP Project. They sell all those tracks with, like, they don't use the MIDI keyboard. They use like a live band, and it'll record all the parts exactly time and date of that show.
That's awesome.
Right. Yeah.
That's Fred, EP is short for Elvis Presley.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Twice I've blown your mind tonight.
Yes.
Slow on Wilson. Wow. Well, so, Landon, let me ask you, we kind of talked, you talked about, you know, playing in, like, a lot of Moose Labs, or Moose Lounge, what's it called? Moose Worlds.
Moose Lodge.
Moose Lodges, lounges. I don't know why I want to say lounges. Lounges moose just seem like a nice, relaxing place for a moose.
That's titty bar.
Fair enough. the one titty bar. The moose knuckle. There you go. So, Landon, what out of all the places, like you said, you listed off a number of places you've been playing. What's been your, like, what do you prefer to play in? If you have your choice, or what's been your best show that you're like, oh, that was awesome at that place? I know you just talked about a place where you guys had a huge crowd, but.
Well, yeah. In Wilmington, we perform at the Wine Cafe, and I've been doing it now for probably 2 years. They actually changed owners recently, but it feels like probably 50, most 75.
That's awesome, man.
And every time we've sold out, and it's every, I want to say month or every month. So we've been doing pretty well. I think we're almost sold out for this show, which is, dang, it's coming up close, Friday. Yeah, so okay. We want to keep that record, you know, and every time it's not always the same people. There are a lot of people I recognize, but there's always some new people coming in.
Sure.
And every time it's always a really fun, you know, and sometimes with just an intimate crowd, you know, not so much like in these big theaters or big halls or whatever. Yeah. You know, it's nice just to talk with the crowd, you know, kind of.
Yeah. Well, you get to know
them. More relaxed, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more personal that way that you're like, hey, you know.
Yeah. So I got to say that would probably be my favorite. But like I said, senior shows, doing it for the elderly or the residents there, they usually like it because, you know, they grew up with Elvis. So.
Sure. Well, they're very familiar. Yeah. So have you played at any more dispensaries since we last chatted?
No.
Okay.
I don't think my girlfriend would like that.
No. Well, you know, I mean, sometimes you gotta say I'm TCB, baby.
Oh yeah, we always joke, but she would put me in a headlock. She actually did wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, she's.
I don't know. Hey, dude, I don't sick her on us, man. We can't handle that. I noticed you had bulked up. You guys must have been wrestling a little bit.
Wrestling.
We actually, funny enough, we volunteer at the YMCA sometimes, but I've been really busy lately. But also we volunteer at the these pantries in Berwyn. And, like, there's people that come to get food and, like, we have to help them carry the carts and stuff up the stairs because they're so heavy. And, you know, I'm 6 foot 2.5 and, you know, like 200 whatever pounds. You know, so you know, they're like, oh, my God, this guy looks like Elvis and he carries the stuff, you know, the...
They're like, sing to me when you carry my stuff out.
I'm watching your promo video right now. And
yeah, I watched it.
You got one with the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With the kids. Yeah, it's funny. You're throwing the balloons at them and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I actually made that recent. I did it pretty quick. It was not bad. It was like an hour to make it. Yeah. But that was a fun show. We actually didn't know it first, but it was ended up being a birthday party for this girl who was a big Elvis fan. And it was the cutest thing. But they kept throwing the guitars or like the inflatable guitars, balloons.
Yeah.
And I kept, I was actually out of breath towards the end, but I kept kicking them back at them. But I had to be careful because I forgot I had long legs. I kept kicking, you know.
You got to take one of them out.
Hey, come on now. Stop
it.
That's kind of, my kicks are kind of a liability in a way.
Yeah, no, I see it. Well, the bell bottoms accentuate the kicking action. So
these aren't bell bottoms, but I got to get the other ones washed. I used them the last show, man. Elvis's sweat alone.
Yeah, dude, you gotta. Yeah, I was gonna say,
it's
such
crazy.
Elaborate outfits.
Makeup stays on
sweat.
The hair. Well, this is my own hair now, but
right
before I wore a wig. But
I wanted to tell.
Yeah, because I remember the last time we talked to you, you were getting the wigs.
Yeah, and you were growing them out.
I found that regular hair, and if you're that dedicated, you should just do your hair.
Yeah, if you got hair,
that's right.
Yeah,
I mean, if you got hair. You know, it makes
sense. Hair, you got hair, man. Come on.
Right.
Come
so,
it's
what
gotten longer, so.
Do you go to like a special, like, this is going to sound dumb, man. Do you go to like an Elvis stylist or do you just find like an old lady in town?
So, kind
you find,
of
like the oldest
both.
Barber
when
in town.
I did the wigs. When I did the wigs, I went to a few different places.
Right.
But I haven't honestly went in a while. When the front would get long, I would cut it a little, but I've always let the sides and the back grow. And it's worked for me. I haven't really gotten a haircut in a while.
Wow, it looks good, man.
Yeah. Right? I have to use a lot of pomade in the back so it doesn't totally.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, man.
Well, you don't want to blow
out. I'm a Dapper Dan man.
Ridiculous.
Oh, I'm sorry. That just slipped out. Every time I did that to my mom, she said something about pomade, and I was like, I'm a Dapper Dan man.
That's from what, Old Brother Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
The thing was, you did it, then you were like, serious, like, I didn't say that.
Dude, that's funny. So, Landon, you said you got a show this week upcoming?
Yeah, I'm doing the Wine Cafe on Friday in Wilmington from 7 to 9, and then the Aurora Turner's Club. It's a private show, but it's, I guess they do a lot of turning. I don't know.
Just turning. Like.
No, I'm just kidding. I think it's like a Frisbee or something, but they're doing something there for the grouper.
So okay. You're going to get there. They're going to be like, it's the fifth left. Just keep going left. You're like, I'm just turning and turning. And they're like, now you get it. Now you're welcome.
Yeah, it would be a very interesting show.
It would be weird.
They would probably think I'm just insane, you know, just spinning in circles the whole show. Not even saying anything for 3 hours straight, you know.
All right, that's how it goes, man. Well, check out, like I said, again, please check out Landon at LandonJamesETA.com. Of course, follow him on Facebook. You guys live stream most of your shows?
It
seems like or a lot of them, yeah. So check him out. You can, of course, watch him. Super talented guy. Landy, we're going to take a quick break. Do you want to hang out with us through the break, or you got somewhere to go?
No, I'm all good.
Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be back in like 2 minutes with some more of the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast.
The Black Lincoln Collective Podcast will return after a word from our sponsors.
Welcome back to the show. We are so glad you joined us. We're still being joined by Landon James. Sorry, we were having some banter off the record, and we just wanted to know. So we're trying to find the right groups on Facebook to join. So Landon, thank you for coming back with us. We're so happy you're here. I know we do this every time with you, and I want to do it again. We're going to play a game.
Yeah.
So, and this is a sneaking game because nobody knew we were going to do this except for, Fred and Alan probably didn't remember.
I don't
know.
I knew.
I told you guys we were going to do Would You Rather tonight.
Ooh, wow. Oh, so that's why I got that in the notes.
Oh, that was the one you're talking about.
That's this what
I didn't know. I didn't know what Would You Rather was.
What? You don't know what Would You Rather is?
Yeah, I do now.
It's literally, I say, would you rather do this or that? And then you have to decide. It's a very complicated game.
It's a very complicated premise.
Wait, what are the rules? None.
The rules are don't talk to Fred. All right, so we're going to do this. I have a bunch of these, and we'll plow through them. I'll try to find the best ones.
Plow through them, yeah.
Plow through them, baby. So,
would you Dan rather?
There you go. Let's do that. Yeah, write that. We'll do this. I want to ask everybody, what would you rather do? And if you have a reason, that would be good. So, but first we'll answer what we all would do. And then if we have a reason, you can tell it. Okay. All right. So would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes in the future or 150 years into the future?
Am I mortal?
Am I immortal?
No, you're not immortal. Would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years in the future? I would say 10 minutes.
Can I do it more than once?
You can do as much as you want.
It applies to me now. 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, 150 years, I'm not going to be here anymore.
Right.
Unless they, I'm...
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. But what if you looked 150 years in the future and you were there? Then you'd be like, whoa.
Well, then, yeah, I would definitely.
That's weird. Like, I got more than I wanted for this wish.
Yeah, so, 10 minutes.
10 minutes. 10 minutes makes more sense because, why would you want, So, all right, would you rather, this is actually a pretty decent one for fellas. Would you rather team up with Wonder Woman or with Captain Marvel?
Oh, Wonder Woman.
Team up.
Wonder Woman, definitely Wonder Woman.
Neither. They'll kill you.
No. Well, yeah, but at least
they'll kill you.
What a way to die.
What about you, Landon?
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. I get
but
it.
Honestly, I'm not.
Yeah, but Captain Marvel's a dude.
No, Captain Marvel's a lady, dude.
In the movies, but in the comics, it's a dude.
I'm obviously talking about the lady.
Oh. Yeah. No, I still say Wonder Woman. Oh, because she didn't kill that dude that Steve whatever her boyfriend was.
Right. Steve whatever.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Rogers.
Steve.
Oh. Pretty sure it's Steve Harvey.
Yeah, Steve Harvey.
The Family Feud?
Survey says.
Yeah, that guy.
Survey says.
Imagine the lasso on it. Okay, so would you rather... would you rather be forced to sing along or dance to every song you hear?
Dance.
You would rather have to... you sing for a job.
No, but if it's some song I don't like, I don't want to be forced to sing.
Well,
it.
You have to. You, so you.
Are they Pitbull songs or are they any song?
It's every song, any song.
What's the song?
I actually,
any song.
You know. Well, no. Here, sorry, I gotta get into this. No, but actually, besides Elvis, I listen to Bob Marley. I listen to Dave Matthews Band.
I remember you told us Dave Matthews Band last time.
I listen to jazz music, all the different.
Okay, would you rather? Okay, let's just say. Every song you hear is going to be a Taylor Swift song. Because I went on a field trip today with a bunch of young ladies, and all of them just talked about Taylor Swift.
They'll probably say sing, for sure.
Taylor. I sang to them, and they loved it.
Yes, they did, right.
No, I pretended I didn't know who Taylor Swift was, and they got really mad. Me.
No, but I would dance, for sure.
Dance? Yeah. Okay, what about you, Fred?
No, I'm singing, man. I'm bad singing knee. As well. Oh, man, knees. My knees hurt.
It's a good way to get cardio in, though, friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dance.
Alan would dance.
I get my cardio on with Captain Marvel.
There you go. Save those knees.
So it is good. Your case is Captain Marvel. Because you didn't give us an answer.
If I got to do one of them. You know,
All right. Well, how about this, Fred? Here's
if
one for you.
I got to.
Would you? Yeah, if I'm forced. Shucks. I have to do this for my country.
I had to.
The president called me, and I have to do this. Okay, would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for 10?
Oh, man.
Well, he's done that.
What kind of jail?
Just jail. I like that you think that I know all this about these. It's a question.
I need specific.
Okay, would you rather go to the state penitentiary?
Okay, that's
or
better.
Be in a coma for one decade?
Is it a class A prison?
Are there classes of coma? Oh, okay. I thought you were a coma. That's a class. What the class oh, shit is that?
Class A coma, you put your eyes open.
That's what you can hear. Like,
yeah.
That's what you can still taste and eat, but you're still in a coma.
Yeah, that's what you get in rape. You know what's going on.
Yeah, you pee. I don't know, because like you're gonna see every day of those 5 years,
right?
And in a coma, it would just be like sleep.
But is just wake up? Do we know that that's what it is? Do you know that that's what it is? Is you just sleep?
That good point.
That's what it is?
Because I don't know. Like, I've never been in a coma.
Never been in a coma either, but I would have to expect.
Heck, we could be in a coma right now and not know it.
Yeah,
this will all be a dream.
That's
the Matrix is real.
Okay,
Matrix is real.
But honestly, I would rather pick the coma because, you know, prison, you know.
No, I get it. With that hair?
No, because you don't know if you're going to survive, you know.
Yeah. You may be Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I like to think I'm tough, but, you know, it's...
I think I would take the coma probably as well.
I'd take the coma for sure.
I would rather just be like, hey, went to sleep, woke up. Oh, it's 20, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what year it is now. Maybe I am in a coma.
That would be weird, though, like, to wake up to, like, flying cars and shit. Like, I mean,
dude.
The technology.
Imagine, Like, hopefully they had some shit figured out.
In 10 years, you missed the whole...
They're like, we've given you
second Revolutionary War.
Congratulations, Mr. Houston. You woke up 10 years later, and you finally got your robot penis attachment.
You wake up, and it's the start of...
And you're like, oh, it was worth it.
You wake up and it's the start of Walking Dead. Like, fucking
I'm glad I ran out in front of
that
train.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you woke, it's already over. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Well, at least you can binge watch it.
Trump's dictator. Right. Like,
that's so rude. Can you imagine if it had done, like, 2016, you went into a coma in 2015.
Right, in 2015, and you wake up next year.
And you wake up next year and
you would not believe that.
No,
COVID, I would be like, everyone Trump is screwing with me.
Oh, yeah.
That happened. Yeah.
Right, P. Diddy.
Yeah. P. Diddy, yeah.
I don't want to get you in any trouble, Landon. So, would you rather be chronically underdressed or chronically overdressed?
What's chronically?
Overdressed, for sure.
That means every time. Every time you win somewhere,
overdressed.
You'd be underdressed or overdressed.
Overdressed.
Yeah, I agree with overdressed.
Because I always wear, when I do the Elvis shows,
there are a few things worse than feeling underdressed in a situation.
Right, yeah.
You know what's so funny? There's actually a spider right over there.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. Hey, man.
No.
We don't know who you're pointing at.
Like, yeah.
It's a dead one.
Dude,
Oh, he just kill brought it, the spider. He's going to bring the spider over for us.
Kill it Elvis style. Dude,
there you go.
He duty chopped it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Got him.
I actually used my computer case and just went. I had nothing else to grab.
Hey, TCB.
There you go.
Take care of business in a flash.
All right,
Elvis always did say that, and also he always said, keep on carrying the torch. You know, he always said that and keep fighting and stuff.
Not a
like
spider
that.
Fan. That's why he's like, burn the spiders. Carry a torch always.
No, I'm like, if you're looking for trouble, you get it right, please.
There you go. Poor spider. He didn't even know. Or she. I don't want to assume the spider's gender. So, would you rather give up air conditioning and heating for the rest of your life?
Nope.
Or give up the internet for the rest of your life? I would 100% give up the internet.
Yep.
Internet.
Yes. I got to have heating and AC. I can't. I'm a wuss.
It's horrible when it's over hotter.
Well, I can't do it. I can do it.
Well, it depends where you're living. Like if I'm living in San Diego, I'll take the internet.
Right, yeah.
Well, but assuming you're not. Assuming you're where Landon is or even where we are. Where it gets to be 98 in the summer, and for him, it's, what is it, like negative something in the winter for you guys?
Nah, just probably like 20s, 30s.
Cold enough.
Too cold. A lot of snow, though. You get snow. We don't get any of that.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't get any this year.
No, we didn't.
South Carolina, they get no snow. The only state in the
Oh, jeez.
Really?
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow, look at that. Failed another one. Well, Would you rather swim in a pool full of Nutella or a pool full of maple syrup?
Nutella?
Nutella. Cause,
I think it's
good.
Maple syrup,
man. You ain't swimming in neither one of them.
No. A kiddie pool of those.
Though. Okay.
There's those candies, though, Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, I love those things, man.
Oh, those are my favorite. My mom got me some for Easter. You know, I'm an only child. My mom always, since I was a little kid, always give me, like, the Easter baskets and stuff. She
if
got
somebody,
one my girlfriend,
if somebody
too.
Gives you Ferrero Rochers, they love you. They
oh,
love
yeah. You. No, but, like, it has that hazelnut chocolate, like Nutella, and
it is Nutella inside.
Ooh. Is it Nutella?
Yeah,
really?
They're made by but that's what makes it amazing.
Nutella.
Wow,
it's Nutella. The same thing.
Nutella. I should have.
Did I say Nutella? I don't know how you say it. How do you say it, Landon?
Nutella.
Oh, Ferrero Rocher.
Nutella.
But I think
how do you say it? Is it Nutella or Nutella? Because I'm pretty sure it's Nutella.
I say Now I'm confused. Nutella.
Isn't it hazelnut?
Hazelnut, yeah.
Yeah, hazelnut.
I say Vegemite.
Give you a Vegemite sandwich.
Vegemite sandwich.
That's right. All right, so this is a pretty easy one. Well, okay, I got a few more for you guys, okay?
Sure.
I feel like this is an easy one. Would you rather buy 10 things you don't need every time you go shopping or always forget the one thing that you need when you go to the store?
Shit, I do that now.
I always forget the one thing.
Yeah.
Hold on. No, that's,
no, like, dude, I would never want to do that.
No, I would do
one thing.
Forget you either buy 10 extra things every time you go to the store or forget the one thing that you went for.
I'd rather have more than have to go back.
Right. I'd rather get 10 extra things that I don't need
than
forget that one thing. I'd be lazy. I wouldn't go.
Yeah. That's not the hell. I do that now. I go to the store and buy 10 things and I'll be like,
baby, you know I can't go to the store. I'm always going to forget something.
Yeah, you can't. Well, see, that way, maybe that works out. That's a good way to think about it. Is eventually your wife or, you know, a loved one would be like, just stay home. I'll take care of it. You're not going to bring the you're not going to get the butter anyway.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Stay home. And you're like, yeah.
And then she comes home with like 10 extra
things. 10 extra things.
We
you're don't like, oh, the curse. Like, oh, I've been cursed. Damn this, would you rather? All right. So, would you rather never be able to go out during the day or never be able to go out at night?
Ooh.
I would rather.
The Dracula paradox, sort of.
Yeah. I would rather not go out in the day.
I'm
a night owl.
You too, same, Landon?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Same, yeah, because in the entertainer life, it's more of a nightlife. Yeah,
sure.
Song. Mm-hmm. Willie Nelson, Ray Price, they're old country singers. They did those types of songs, but it's called nightlife, but it, literally it is.
Oh, yeah, nightlife. Yeah. Oh,
so you always have to be up at night.
Nightlife. I think that's it.
Streetlife.
I do the dates.
So close, Fred.
That was a disco version.
That was a great song.
Night, I know.
Yeah, you're right, David. Yeah. That's totally dumb. So, all right. Would you rather? I personally would be, I would rather go out during the day because I'm an older, elderly man.
Yeah, I'd like to go out during
the day. And I would just like to be able, I'm like, oh, night. I can't go anywhere. Go to sleep.
Yeah. Daytime, so, I can go to the beach and shit.
Yeah, I can go to the beach. I can go out and be like, it's too damn sunny. I can never go out at night. But, okay, so would you rather, and this is a legit one. Would you rather, and Lane, I'm going to let you answer this one first. Would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef? That's a hard question.
Chef. That would be nice to, you know, just ask someone to cook something for me.
Yeah. No, I
agree. But, you know, but I actually enjoy cooking.
That's what I say, because I feel like if I had a professional maid, and my wife would probably argue that she is a unpaid professional maid in our life.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. My girlfriend wouldn't like me getting a personal maid. She would be the one to clean and both of us.
Here's the thing.
I would have the maid.
The maid could also wash the dishes. So if you wanted to cook.
Yeah, exactly. Let that bitch clean it all.
Just, yeah. I love to cook, so I would be okay with that. I wouldn't
agree with
what
Alan
said, but
it just added pizzazz to the show.
There you go. All right, Alan.
Is the maid going to wear a little French outfit?
I don't know, dude. The maid.
No, she don't have to, man. I don't care, man.
She's a 67-year-old German woman, friend.
You know, you can
wait. She'll wear what you want.
Leave it there, and she'll clean the crap.
You forgot your dump for it, dear.
That's right. Hey, no, Governor, I'm here to be your maid. All right, here's one ripped from the headlines, Fred. Would you rather have Beyonce's talent or Jay-Z's business acumen?
Wait, Jay-Z's what?
Business acumen, so his ability to be business-like.
To be business.
Yeah, his adeptness at business.
He's not a businessman. He's a businessman.
A business.
Exactly. Honestly, I don't know because I don't. I'm just going to say Beyonce because she's a singer.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, either way, you're going to get the money.
That's true. All right. So I got two more. These are good. So would you, this might be my favorite one ever. And so, first of all, okay. So Fred and Alan and Landon, I feel like I already know the answer to yours. Who would you say is your personal hero? Like, is there someone that you look up to and you're like, that guy?
Yeah, I mean, my stepdad, I guess. Yeah. Stepdad. He's my
hero. Parker's stuck.
Is he?
He's stuck.
Got him. Oh, the Chinese got it.
The Chinese got him.
Look at that.
They were like, you don't look up to
nobody. Right in the nose. Look, yeah. Talk about.
Yeah. All right, this is Parker.
Talk about our joint maids.
Look at me. Yeah. I'm Parker. I'm talking now. I'm like, very important. Yeah.
Freeze frame. Dun, 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 dun. Freeze frame.
What I miss?
You brought him back out of
coma. Yeah, I did. I brought him back.
Yep, I was in a 10-year coma, it feels like, and nothing has changed. So, did you just play fart noises the whole time I was gone?
No, I played it once and you came back.
Okay, well, that worked.
You did. Like the first time I played, you came right back.
You were like,
So I don't know if you guys said
Easter miracle.
Who would you guys consider to be your heroes?
Before we were rudely interrupted.
Sorry. I said mine would be Jack Black, probably.
Ooh. Jack Black.
Okay. Yeah, he's a hero of mine. He's a great guy.
Good singer.
Right. Well, I know, Atlanta, I'm going to assume yours is going to be Elvis.
No. Well, I was actually going to say William Shakespeare. No, I'm kidding.
I'll take William Shakespeare. Fred, Elvis, who you got?
Oh, yeah. I look up to Elvis.
Yeah,
so.
Of course. Why wouldn't he? He's a great guy. Again.
Yeah. People would argue, you know, he is and isn't. But, you know, all of us are human. We right. make mistakes. That's what right. I think. You know.
I agree. How about so, you, Fred? Who you got?
I was going to say my stepdad. You know
stepdad,
what I mean?
Okay. What about you, Alan?
I don't look up to anybody.
No, just said name somebody.
Oh, name somebody?
William Shatner.
Everyone.
William Shatner for Alan.
No, if it's going to be an actor, it's got to be Arnold.
I think he's coming to Comic-Con.
Arnold. All right, Arnold Schwarzenegger. There you go. Yeah, he is. Okay, so with that in mind, everybody's heroes in mind, would you rather vomit on your hero or have your hero vomit on you? I had to get it cleared out so you guys knew it had somebody in your mind.
I wish I didn't answer.
I can see Arnold now.
Oh, no, get that off.
You know, no comment.
Landon.
No comment. All right, I'll give you the...
It's Elvis the bad years too, man.
Yeah, right.
For the end. The bad year.
It's all those pills and alcohol.
It's the bad year.
It's that vomit. It's that vomit.
I will give you, Landon, since you are the guest, I will give you, this is your one freebie, your one pass that you don't have to answer.
No, you got to make him answer.
Yeah, he's like,
got to answer.
Oh, come here, buddy.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Personally.
Way.
Well, let me tell you my
thing. Picking on. And then getting pooped on, it's both right. weird.
Well, here's the thing.
One outweighs the other.
Well, no, but if you wanted to be remembered, if you puked on the person, you would be remembered.
You would always be the guy that puked on Elvis.
Yeah, I'd be like, that motherfucker that puked on me.
Didn't one of our presidents puke on a Japanese? Yeah, it was Bush.
Yeah, Bush. Yeah
he
Bush
puked on a Japanese prime minister.
So yeah. I puked on a guy my freshman year of high school in my homeroom. I don't know what was going on. I just have nervous stomach, like first day. Hold on. I puked on this guy's back. His name was Neetu Patel.
What the hell were you doing on his back?
I wasn't like on his back. I was sitting beside him in homeroom and I went bleh and like on his back. And it was very embarrassing. So I was like, well, the good news is after high school, I'll never have to see him again. I see him like twice a week now. Because he works downtown very near where I work, and we frequent one of the same restaurants. So anytime I'm in there, he's pretty much in there, and I'm like, God dang it.
That guy still won't talk to me.
No, but, well, no, he will. And he's like, hey, dude, how's it going? And I'm like,
you're like, really sorry.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, really sorry. So it's very embarrassing to vomit on someone, I will admit. I would say I would rather have someone vomit on me because it just, it's you know what? It's easier for me. I'd rather have been like, Jack Black vomited on me than be like, I vomited on Jack Black.
Wait, okay, rewind this. How did this happen?
How did what?
How did you, what did you eat something? Or?
I didn't, yeah, I don't know. I just, you ever have like nervous, like you're just really nervous and you're like, you know, and you get.
No!
I mean, neither, except for that one time when I was 13.
Deli belly.
Yeah, I had deli belly, which is very, because Neetu is an Indian gentleman. So it would make sense that I would call it that.
I would understand more.
Sure. No, it was just a thing. I don't know if I ate something weird. I have no idea. I don't remember that. I just remember like it was like a one time, like little thing. And then it was on.
A little
and I was
thing.
Like, I felt terrible. I felt so terrible, man. For him. So Fred, what about you, buddy?
Nasty. I'm not. I don't know.
Oh, I had to answer. You were like, Elena has to answer it, but I'm not going
to. I guess I'm going to puke on them if I have right. to.
Family. Yeah. You can puke on family.
Yeah, I'll puke on family.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, I puke on them.
All right. So would you rather be royalty 1,000 years ago or be an average person today?
I am an average person.
Okay. Would you rather be you or a rich dude who has to look at hay for entertainment?
Right, I'd be an average person.
Oh, okay. So be royalty 1,000 years ago.
1,000 years ago. So the
like what?
1024. I don't care. Whatever
am
you
I
want.
King? Or am I?
You can be taking it from royalty, or you can be giving it to royalty.
A lot of times, a lot of the people that were like high in royalty usually got, you know, slaughtered or whatever.
That's what I'm saying, dude, 1,000 years.
But I don't know if I would want to be that, but I would be a nice guy. So I don't know.
All right. Would you rather be?
Everyone was mean.
Would you rather be an average person today or royalty in the Game of Thrones?
Oh, average person.
Definitely average person.
Average person, man.
You want to bang all those random people and stuff? Okay.
Hell no. I don't want to get one. No.
All right, last one.
Shame. That would be me.
Shame. Okay, last one, and this might be the hardest one of all. Uh-oh. So get ready. All right, would you rather? Yes, thank you for the drum roll. Not the producer of the show.
Well, he did it, so I didn't have to.
He didn't do the noise.
I heard it.
Okay, I heard it a little bit too, which is weird. So, would you rather wear the same socks for a month or the same underwear for a week?
Ooh,
well, I do both. What are you talking about?
What month is it? I can, you know, any month.
Especially if it's February, we win.
Dude, I just don't know about the same
thing
socks.
What was the thing from Big Hero 6? I wear them front. I wear them back. He's like, I wear them inside out.
I don't think I can do the same socks for a month.
Yeah, no,
that's a long time, man. Yeah,
that is a long socks.
Those things be standing up by themselves.
Yeah, dude. I think I can do underwear for a week before I go.
I would have to say socks. I couldn't.
Same socks for a month?
I could underwear for a week. I see. I do underwear for a week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Unless it's in the middle of the summer.
Your feet going to get athletic.
Because if it's in the middle of the summer, man, you got to sit. Oh, wait a second. It's just the underwear. You still get to take a shower?
Yeah, you can still take a shower. Sure, why not?
Yeah, I put the same drawers.
That changes it right there.
You can still take a shower with the socks, too.
How? You can take a shower with the socks on.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And with the underwear.
You can wash your feet.
Oh, okay, yeah. I do the socks. Yeah.
But you can have wet feet all the time.
No, because you just take the socks and let them dry.
You can't take them off.
No, you put them outside. You just go sit outside with your feet.
You got to keep them on, yes.
Okay, fair.
Ooh, I don't know about that, man.
I'm telling you, dude. You think about it.
You get a hair dryer.
Yeah, but you know, still, you got to take them things off because your toes are gonna go crazy.
Yeah,
that athlete's foot, and then and same thing with the underwear. Then you get that jock itch, and oh man, that's a bad choice all around.
Can't win either way. That's why I said this might be the hardest one. That's why it was the last one.
That's crazy. I don't know.
Man,
you know how like sometimes you get the lint in your toes.
Well, actually, what I would do is, since the underwear is a week, I would
I mean,
actually
a week of almost. I don't want to say anything, but a week of most things is easier than a month of.
Yeah, I just wouldn't wash the underwears for a week, but I'd take a shower, and just put the same pair of underwear on for a week.
Right.
I would do that before waiting a whole month on socks.
Right.
Because socks, man, after 2 weeks, man, them socks are just going to
I don't know. You said you can't take the underwear off, right?
No, you can take it off.
You can take it off?
I don't think you can take it off.
You can't take it off?
You can't take the socks or the underwear off.
Damn, so you're going to have some mad swamp ass.
So you can't even take, can you pull them down at least?
Sure, like, you can pull them down. So, Landon, this is the in-depth conversation that you definitely came here for.
It's fun.
I don't know. It is fun. It's just one of those things that I'm like, we do this, and like 5 minutes into this conversation, we're like, we're talking about pooping right now. Like, a lot.
You know, my manager's going to get a big kick out of this, trust
me. I love Kevin. Shout out to you, Kevin. I've been telling Kevin he should hop on next time you're on, and he's like, come on, Kevin. Scenes. Yes, it's okay. I understand.
Kevin's busy booking shows, and you know, he has a job.
He's a busy guy, but you know.
We should get Kevin to tweet the show and let us know what underwear or socks.
Right. Well, yeah, ask him. Tell him to answer these would you rather. Of course, you can also answer any of these would you rather. Just tweet the show or follow us on any of the socials.
Yes. But I'll see. We'll see what we can do.
And of course, text or feel free to tweet Landon James and tell him what you'd prefer. If you'd like him to vomit on Elvis, or if you'd like Elvis to vomit on him, just let him know. Tweet #vomus. Bombus. That's crazy. All right, good stuff. So that's our would you rathers for this evening. I didn't want to. I there are a million more, but maybe I'll save some more for next time.
That was good.
Yeah, that's always fun. So, so Landon, do you got anything else you want to promote? Anything coming up? It's worth. I didn't say the wine bar, but anything big coming up?
Yeah, we have that May 11th show at the Tinley Park American Legion. It's in Illinois. It's I think it starts at 5 and it has Rick Fenner, and I was telling you about the kid Abraham, and then I'm gonna end the show. Yeah. We're gonna do serve like pizza, drink stuff like that.
Heck
and
yeah.
I wanna say tickets are 20 or 25, but I wanna say 20, but I'm not sure.
Okay. What a deal.
That's the Mother's Day.
We've been so busy. Crazy.
That's awesome, man. Well, like I said, please keep up with Landon. That was a cat. That was most of a cat. Yes.
Oh,
apparently
also,
just decided. Actually, no, there it is. Yeah.
Actually, everyone could go to LandonJamesETA.com. That's where we have all like our show dates and, you know, the new promo and stuff like that.
Yeah. And like I said, follow you also on all your socials so you can actually see your shows. As they're being streamed and everything like that, which is amazing. Of course, you know, we love having you on. You're welcome back anytime. Anytime you have anything you want to promote or talk about.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, we are here.
I wanted to say, if you guys want, I could do a song for y'all.
Sure. Hey.
Heck yeah.
That's a great way to end the show. Yeah. Have at it. I feel like that's why he had the microphone. He's been wanting to sing to us.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Hey, we were like, well, we don't want him to. We don't
right, we don't want him to have to do.
We don't want to ask him to sing, you know. We're like, we didn't want to ask him.
All right, are you guys ready?
Yes, sir. I can say sir now because he's over 18. Well, I told Miss whatever happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, J-O-U-P-L-E. Well, nobody told me what it means. I said, hey, girl, follow me, I-N-G. I spell J-O-U-P-L-E. All had a time trying to raise his jackets. You'll be not a certain village in Poland. I bet a man could have tried to raise the rock. Hey, the whole day ready for another lock. Well, I owe you. They say I'm almost bankrupt tomorrow. I'm too. Well, I say, hey, put out the low pay. I ain't cheap. I smell terrible. You believe.
I'll be here. 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 I'll be here.
ladies and gentlemen, hey. Landon James. That was awesome. Now give us one. Give us a thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for coming on, Landon James. Check him out at landonjamesETA.com. We're going to get out of here. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode of the Live Selected Podcast. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
I wasn't going to say the thing.
You were going to say it?
Not this time.
Good buddy, sharing a special moment.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on the rebound on the med side.
Oh, what a day. What a moment.
Well, that's all, folks.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Goddamn hit. Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
As you know, I'm a man of special needs.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.